We undock the person of Aleph around 8 lines from the top. The listening, Meizer Rab Yeshua, Boimele Chaveroi, Mono Lo Avicha Beyodi, Vachalti Kras Shuhunemo. Why didn't the Mishnah say another case? A case of Halvor, not by Karka. And Rabbi Yeshua will hold that even though normally a Meida B'Mitzvah is Chaya V'Shvue, a Tzitzit Ein Shoyer Shochet L'Tanacha, so he's part of a Meshvue. What does he Rashi? Nisni Meida Rabbi Yeshua Achalte Tvas, Parativ Chet Shunemon B'Loi Shvue, Hoyel ve'ein sher shochet lefanach. But there's no tviya. He's coming on his own accord. And he's coming and saying that I borrowed from your father a money and I paid back half a money. Ashmin and Revusa, the afogav, the moide b'mitzis potter. Hoyel ve'ein ei tovach. Since he's not tovaya him, so memele, so it's ein sher shochet lefanecha. So here Rabbi Yeshua will be meide that he'll be nema. So the Gemara says, alibe de ma, y alibe de rabono, ha omri meishe vavei de havi, y alibe de rabeleze ben yakev ha omar shvua boi. What a sirashi. Sarashi says, Alibid the man, Tanoi pligi boho milse bishwitz bis dishaile. A person says, Mone lo vicho vachaltiv pras. Is a machlikis Tanoi? Vi omar Rabbi Yeshua hochi. And if Rabbi Yeshua would say, the way you're asking, it should say that by, Inyan of Ein Sher Shochet Lefonecho, he's part of a Mashua. Loike chad minayuhu. So then, he's saying a loche that's not according to anyone. The Iker Rabbonon, if he holds like the Rabbonon, ha omri afilu toivoi, bizemoide bemiktus meishe vaveidu. He also has a din of a meishe vaveidu, even though he's toivoi. This non bishvuis mona la abe biyodcha ein lecha biyodi alacha mishim dine potter mishum shuke meishav aved. Zafilu with atviya he's potter because he's a meishav aved. The violets put on hold what the ptur of meishav aved is. But al kaponim, according to the Rabbonon, Afilu with the Tviye is part of the swells, Meshav Aveide. Uma Yashmin and Rabbi Yeshua Be'ein Sher Shochot. So Rabbi Yeshua is coming to tell us a Chiddush. Be'ein Sher Shochot, without a Tviye, is part of Afilu Sher Shochot Lofon of Nami Nemo. So if he holds like the Rabbonon, so the Daloch is afilu by Sher Shochot, afilu there is a tvi. V'i alibe de Rabbeleze ben Yaakov, and if he holds like Rabbeleze ben Yaakov, ki leitov aleinami, ha omar shvua boy, and according to Rabbeleze ben Yaakov, he needs a shvua. So if he would say such a loch, it's not according to anyone. V'sanya, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, pa'od mim sha'odom nishba al tainis atzmoi. Sometimes a person can swear al tainis atzmoi, to his own tiny can swear, keitzat. Mone lo avicha biyodi, I borrowed a money from your father, v'achaltiv pras, areze nishba. He swears, a shvuas meide b'mitzis, v'zeu shen nishba al tainas atzmei. There wasn't a tviya, it didn't start off with a tviya from the ben. V'afal pikein, he swears, v'chachomim oimrim, eine elo kemeshe v'aveide, upota. And we'll see later as the sugya progresses, according to the Chumim, it's speaking about if there was a tviya. So Rabbi Yeshua would not say such a thing in the Mishnah, because this chiddush that a migo of ein shochad lefanov, the patos from Ashur, it doesn't go according to anyone. Frekte Gemore, the Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov lesle meshiv aveide pota. Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov does not hold that a meshiv aveide is pota. Now let us see Rashi. The Rabbi Leza lesle meshiv aveide pota min Ashur, bitmiya. Chotekante darabononi b'meseches gitn. That means as follows. A person found a metziah, and let's say he comes back, he finds the person who lost the metziah, he comes back with a kisma leimois, once we came the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveide. So the Baal Aveide says, Rabid, where's the other kis? So we need the other keys. So I just found one key. Don't tell me, Baba Mai. He says, the two keys were tied together. You took one, you made a chalukah. You give me the other keys. No, so what is he? So he's moneying two keys from him, and he's made in one key. So he's made the b'mixas. So I have to swear a shvu deraisa. So I'll kapon him from, if he'll have to swear a shvu deraisa, he'll learn a lesson. The next time when you find metzias, leave it there. Don't. So, Memele Chazal made a takone. Hamoitzi mitziya leyishba mibnei tikan oilo. But there's a takone the rabbon and you put it to swear. Amesha vavei this put it to swear. Bechiven dechienei toivoi nami mechayiv leishvui. So the Gemara said, if we will assume that Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov is speaking about the way it seems, he comes over and he tells them that I borrowed $100 and I paid back 50. And then I raise a nishba, so now he's to swear in the other 50, so he's also meshiv aveide. He comes over to the ben and he tells them these things, the ben wasn't teveya him. So l'chayre, this takone should apply over here also. V'chiven d'chiyenei tovei nami mechayev leishvue re'en l'chameish v'abeide g'doyla mizeh v'chayev. So the Gemara is asking, what pshat in Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov? We have to understand Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov. He doesn't hold of the mission of meishev v'abeide. So it would seem l'chayre that Rashi over here translated Meshev Aveide means the Takon Amoitzim Mitziyah LeYishbam Neitikan Oilam, and the Chachomim hold that he doesn't swear Areza Kemeshev Aveide Afilu with the Tviya, we'll see some Amela. And Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov says, you do swear. So the Gemara says he doesn't hold of this takon of Meshiv Aveide. Zichana Mestava. Omar Rav B'toya Neikot. So now we have to understand Pshat Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says, not Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, 100%. If he would come over on his own accord, and he says, "Mone le avicha biyadi v'chalte pras yizicha potal tmeishev aveide." That's poshut. Everyone knows of that. And therefore, so again, we now understand why Rabbi Yeshua couldn't speak about it. Without it, you potal tatakome. He's coming to tell us a big chiddush. But amigo kempata, amigo tadein shoched lefonech. I mean, it's pata, this atakone ye pata. We don't need these big chedushim. So that's the teretz on the kashim. Is it a meishav aveide? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is God speaking about a case shebetoya noikotn, when a cotton is toyin. So then he's not a meishav aveide anymore. He's the fakerto. Rashi says, I mean, ein sher shochet means there's no tviya. And so that is a case of a meishav aveide. It comes in his own accord, but Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is speaking about when the cotton is teveya from him. Frakte gemore, wo oma amar einish boim al tainis chere shoyte ve cotton. You don't swear in that time is chere shayt to become. Haki said Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was speaking about such a case. Rashi ain't his one time is chere shayt to become. Mishnah he bishvuis. So the Gemara says, my cotton godel. That what we said, it's speaking about betoyen a cotton. We don't take cotton literally. Cotton really means he's a godel. My korele cotton, the legabi mili di oviv cotton. Gabi mili di oviv is a cotton. Fine. So we're speaking about that the ben, the mili di oviv is a cotton, but the ben is tining teveya from him the money. And he's moide b'mikza, so he has to swear according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Ihochi, so the Moses says, if that's the case of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Tainis Atzmoi. So, how do we understand the lotion of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? From him, sometimes, Sha'odom Nishba al Tainis Atzmoi. So, why is this called Tainis Atzmoi? He's not that the Tainus Atzma means the Taina of the Toiveya creates a Chiyav Shvuah. If it's speaking about that a Godel is Toiveya him, Tainus Acherim he, it's Tainus Acherim. So Gemo says, yeah, that's right. Tainus Acherim Vaidos Atzma, it's like it's missing a few words. It's Taina Sacherem Vaidoa Satsma. Someone is Toyin, someone is Toyvein, he's made the Bemiktsas. So the Gemara says, if that's Pshat Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, is Kulu, every made the Bemiktsas, Kulu Tanosa is Taina Sacherem Vaidoa Satsma Nino. So what is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov saying? Pomim Sha'odom Nishbal Taina Satsma. So it's you're saying it's not Tainus Atzma, it's a Tainus Achem Veidos Atzma. So all the time you swear on that. What's the Pa'omim? That's how we made the B'mitzas. What does Rashi say? Tainus Achem, Umay Pa'omim Dekoma, Umay Tainus Atzma. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. Elohoche B'derabe Kamifliki.
He really would have wanted to be a Kaifa Hakel, but the Lekofle Mishim then Oda May is Ponokel. Now let's not get into what Rabbi is asking. But Rabbi says he really would have loved to be a Kaifa Hakel, but I know the Meis. Ubekule boy delay. He would really want to be moide that he owes them the whole thing. Vahai delay oi delay ki heichin delay shtamit lay. The reason he's not, I mean, this person is really an amplachid. He's moneying him $100. And he says, I only owe you 50. So the Gemara says, really, this person is, he's not choshed amamoyne. This person really wants to pay up the $100. And there's a problem. He tells him he owes him the $100, so the next step is, you owe me, so pay me. So therefore he doesn't want to say he owes him $100. So he says he owes him $50. That he wants to divide for the second $50, he wants to be mishtamet from him. Visova, adahavali zuzi uparanali. I'll pay him back eventually, but, the vial I'll say, I only owe him 50, so I should not have to pay him up the second 50 now, since I'm very tight. Farachmona oma, rami shvuale ki heichidalei delei bekule. And the Torah said that, no, we want you to swear in order to force him to be made the Bekula. We don't want that it should be, he should be mishtamit and get away with it. If we want to know black and white how much you owe him. So there's a whole pisgam of Rabbi. Let's not get into now what Rabbi asked, but we just see from Rabbi two things, that theoretically he'd love to be a Kaifer Hakel. We would love to not to be Maid at all. He can't do that, because in other Maid's Pnei Bal Chayve. And then the Gemara says later, really he would want to be Maida, but that he doesn't want to do that because he wants to stall for time. Yeah, but the Bible, we won't get into what the Shakla Vitalia of Rabbi was, what Rabbi asked, what Rabbi answered. Is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Sava loishna boy veloishna bevnoi einei meis. I start we see clear from Rabbi. Rabbi said that he can't be Kaifer, he can't be a Kaifer Hakel, because another may is Pnei Bal Chayvei. So Rabbi Lezer holds there's no difference if the Malvis Teveya him, or if his son is Teveya him. Ain't they mayis? Behilkach lav meishev aveda habe. Therefore, since it's ene meis, he's not a meishev aveda. Rabbonon sovri boyud ene meis, avol bivnoi meis, midloi heis meishev aveda habe. So, lechayre, we could say, at the present time, according to Rashi, if we will assume that Meshav Aveda means is a takonis chachomim, that if a person was not forced to be made in anything, just like by a Shavas Aveda, a person who wasn't forced to return the Aveda, and he returns it on his own accord, if you'll be Mechayev him a Shvuim, so he'll know the next time he won't do such things. So he made a takonis potter from a shvuah. So now the shaila is, by bnoi, is he called a meishev aveda? So it matters. If you hold adam meis bibnoi, so memele, so he could have told the ben, and the ben moaned him $100. He could have told the ben. He could have told the ben that he could have told the ben that he could have been a kaifer hakel by bnoi is meis. His meis by bnoi. So memele. So that what he was. He could very easily have told them, I don't owe you a penny, and they wouldn't. He wouldn't even blush. Bibnoi meis. Is Bekitzer, so that, but he was made at him, that's a fine mensch. That means he said he's made yours in $50. We have to we have to make sure he should do such things. So Memela will pat him from a shvua. If you won't pat him from a shvua, the next time he won't be made, he'll be makrish by b'nai, because he's meis. So Memela, so we have a takon de rabbonon, that he's potter to swear in the other 50s, and meishav aveda. That's according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, b'nai einei meis, so he's not a Meshav Aveda. He can't tell him, I don't know. He can't be a Kefa Hakel. He can't do it. So Memele, he has to be made at him. So he's not a Meshav Aveda. So he's a Meide B'mikzah. So Meide B'mikzah has to swear. That's L'chayre the Maskonis HaGemore. And L'chayre, so that's the teretz of the kasha. Before we had asked the kasha, let the Mishnah say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, let the Mishnah say according to Rabbi Yeshua that a migu of she'ein she'er shochut is part of a mashvua. So the Gemara said, now listen, in such a case, is ich a part of a mashvua, not als migu, als meishev aveide. And grad the machloikis of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbonon is, if there is a tviya, but it's a tviya shel bnoi, is he meis or is he not meis? If he's meis, so then he has to swear. That's for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. If he's scared to be meis, another meis. So my male then is mechuyev shvus made by mitzvahs. If he is meis, so he's a meishev aveda. Let us see Rashi. Elohoche b'derabe kamiflagi. Now we'll see. According to Rashi, we're missing like two sentences. Elohoilam b'toyanoikot. It's speaking about the Sodel of Zahal Betzora. We asked Akash, he's a Meshav Aveda. So the Gemara answered, it's Toyenei Kotten. So the Gemara says, I can say it's Toyenei Kotten, and he's Boyim Altainis Kotten. So the Gemara says, no, you're right, it's Toyenei Godel. So the Gemara says, if it's Toyenei Godel, so it's not Tainis Atzma, it's Tainis Achere. So that also was no good. So Ella. So the Gemara says, Ella hocha b'derabe kamiflagi. So all of a sudden we jumped into Rabbi. So Rashi puts in two lines over here. Loilam b'detoyenaykot. Speaking about toyenaykot. Now, toyenaykot u'dekashaloch. Now, we'll see in Taisvis that Rashi learned like this because Rashi had a problem. Rashi had a problem, if it's, why is it called Tainas Atzma if it's Toyenei Godel? So it has to be Toyenei Kotten. No, you ask the Kash if it's Toyenei Kotten, some Emele is Einish Boyen, it's Tamze no Shvu. Would the Kash aloch Einish Boyen al Tainas Kotten? Well, this is all Oisenveinik. This we don't have in the Gemara. So this is Hani Mili, Bishet Toyenei Kotten. Ani nisativloch. But about what you don't swear on a tainis cotton is if the tvias moment for the taine came about through a cotton. Ani nisativloch. Ukroksiv kiyitain ish el rayeyo. Veloi cotton. The parsha of Moide b'miktze starts off. So the whole parsha of Shvuas Meide B'Mikzes starts off Ki Yitein Ish El Reyeu. So the parsha is speaking about that the Tvias Momen, the Nesinas Momen, which brings about the whole din Torah, was with a govel. Ki Yitein Ish El Reyeu. V'loi Kotten. But here it's speaking about that the father gave the Nesinus moment, the Alva was from the father. So the reason why we're being Toiveya Momin is because this is the from an Asinus Godel. Well, God, it's the cotton is tying the tree of the father. Islay, L'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Nishboim. Now this is all Eisenveinik. I mean, this is Ayin Barashi v'tim Tzanachas. I mean, the Gemara says Elo, and this is all Eisenveinik. Speaking about a cotton, and by a cotton, there's no chesorin of a nishboim atayinus cotton if the nesine, if the halvo was mikoyachovit. The rabbanon pligi alei, afilu betayin egodl. The rabbanon hold, you don't swear, afilu betayin egodl. And they call it a meishev aveide. Now, what's this machloikis? But the rabbi come if lagi. This machloikis. If I feel by a god, if there's a ptush vuals meishev aveide, that machloikis is totally in the memory of rabbi. So that means we have like a whole, we're missing two sentences over here, but the whole shakl of Italia, why is it called tainas atzmoi? And Einish Boim al Tainis Cotton, that was taken care before the word, that's after the word Ella. Ella, we're going back to the first Teretz. And that's the first Teretz, that's a portion to Teretz. So what's the Svar of the Chachamim? The Rabbi Kabivli, the Rabbon and all that's a Meshav Aved because of Rabbi. So Dais asks on Rashi, is he kechosim in a sefer? I mean, we have a whole binyan over here that's missing from the Gemara. That's a taina on Rashi. Now, now the maskona after the whole rabbi was megalitos in other maize. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Yisod ve'in Odeh Meis Loishna Boi ve'loishna Bibnoi Vafilu Hukotn Yev de'in Odeh Meis. So he's not a Meishiv Aveide. Ain't a Meis. He's not Meis. Ulahochi Kori Lei Tainis Atzmoi Pa'omim Odom Nishbal Tainis Atzmoi. Aces Fakert, he can't be Mayas. So it's Ein Lecho Tainas Acherim Godel Fakert, the whole Yenna Montach, the cotton months, and he can't be Mayas. Mishum de Tainas Cotton Ba'alme Lesbei Mashosha. But it's very unclear. All the time a cotton was never Koyach HaTain, if it was an Asina from a cotton. Yes, since it was an Asina from a Godel, So why it's called Tainas Atzmoi is still unclear. It's not Tainas Atzmoi, it's Al Kaponim, this is very unclear, but Al Kaponim, that's what we hear to say that it's speaking about that Tanoi Kotten. And Chachomim Al-Avavinoi Meis Vafilu Hu Godlu. So Mamelis, if he's Mayas, then he's a Meshiv Aveda. That's more or less how Bachsame Harashi Loim Shat in the Gemara. So according to Rashi, so L'chayre, the Emeset Teretz is, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua speak about such a case? Such a case is potter out of Takana da Rabbanan. So you don't need his Migo, his Chiddush of Migo. Finished. And could be by other cases, you also be potter mid Rabbanan. I feel over there's a tvi, I feel like Sher Shachet of Nechel be potter out of Takana da Rabbanan. kaponim be'ein shoyeshochid yizichah potem midarabon. And then Agabuch, the Gemara explained the machlokes of Elazar ben Yakim and the Chachamim. I alibe derabonon ha'omri meishiv avei dehavi. Now, we will see that Tosfos learns Meishev Aveide is Gematria, he has a Migu. He's part of Hamashvua, he has a Migu of Akoifa Hakel. So what's the Gemara's Kashe? Now we have to understand something else. According to Tosfos, Tosfos loim shat, the difference, what's the tait sheh shochad lufanecha, in sheh shochad lufanecha. So Tosfos learned Bekitza as follows. Rabbi Yeshua also holds of Migu, if he could win the din Teire with the second Taina. So then there's a din of Migu. Rabbi Yeshua was only chaylik in the first Perek because the second Taina he also couldn't win the din Teire. It's only a Taina mal Yosa, a Taina Meula. So from a halfway Migu, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of Migu. But if a Geherige Migu, if it'll be Potter with his Taina, so then Rabbi Shu is also Moidi Yisai Migu. Fine. So now we have to understand, so according to Tosfos, how does the flow of the Gemara go? Let's forget about Takonas Chachamim. Meishiv Aveidus Gematria Migu. So the Gemara asked Takashe, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say, Ye Potter Alts Migu? So what's the teretz? And Tosfos learns, number one. And number two, Tosfos learns that even there's a teveya, it's also called Ein Sheh Shochot. Even there's a teveya. So the Gemara's kash is, why doesn't it say Migu? Why doesn't it say that Rabbi Yeshua patos alts Migu? So the Gemara says, "Yaliva the Rabban and Amri Meishiv Avei Dehavi, Kidemasik the Bibnoi Meitz, Im Kain LeMotzi LeMisni VeIm Yesh Eidim Einoi Neman." He says, "The Reisha Einachanami. The Reisha could have said that he's Potter Al Smigu. What do you do with the Sefer? Im Yesh Eidim Einoi Neman." Says in the Sefer, if Eidim will be Meyer, that there's a Halvo. And he's not Neman. Loilam Neman Bemigu. The boy Oma Parati Yakil. The Bibnoi May is a Mayus. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara's Teretz is for an Andra Mahalach and the whole Gemara. And the Gemara's answering that the Sefer will be Shver. It seems we passing like the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachomim, and according to the Chachomim, he has a Migu, what's pshat in the Sefer? And he'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar. So he doesn't have a Migu. So then, a fellow without Eidim, he should also be part of a Chayiv HaShvur. He says, Maman of Shech, if you hold by Bnoi is not Meyes, Safilu by Edom, it should be put. If you hold by Bnoi, he is Meyes. And speaking about with Atfiyan, he's Meyes. So Memele, so it's a Hoza. He says, if you hold by Bnoi, he's Meyes, so then he should be put Safilu by Edom. If you hold by Bnoi, he's not Meyes. So if you're without Eidim, you should be Chayev HaShvur, because ain't no the Meis. So either you don't have a Migu, a fellow without Eidim, or a fellow with Eidim, you have a Migu. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua could not say this then.
V'Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Lesley Meshiv Avei De Potter Perish Bekunteris Osnan Amritzi Metziye Vayishba Mimnei Tikon Ha'ilom. So Rashi learned Pshat that the Gemara is asking a kasha, according to Rabbi Lezer, he doesn't know the din of Meshiv Avei De Potter. So Rashi says Meshiv Avei De means that it's a takana de Rabbona. V'is svarim de gosi hochi behedye. That Meshiv Aveda means that Mishnah moitza mitziya la yishba. Bein nira la rabbeinu Yitzchok, the Meshiv Aveda potter midiraisa mitam migu. Here the Gemara means migu, that means he could have been a koifer hakel. So the Gemara means here migu. V'loi mikoyach ahi Mishnah porich. Ela porich v'chiles leimigu. What's on the Gemara's kasha? What's on Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold migu. V'chein mashme banizokin, the porich v'les leil l'rab Yitzchak ha-moitzi metziyem. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold the takon of moitzi metziyem. V'mishani, who domek Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? So it seems Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold of this takone. Uporich Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov lesley meishiv avei de potter. Hashte imikoyach masnisim porich. If meishiv avei de is the takone of moitzi metziye, havelei lemeim evelesel Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov hamoitzi metziye, kideka omar Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara is a very interesting Shini Aloshan. Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about when a person found two kisim, when a person found, returns a kiss, and the owner comes to him and tells him, where's the other kiss? He tells him, he just found one kiss. So Rabbi Yitzchak says he has to swear. Frag the Gemara, v'lesle l'Rabbi Yitzchak ha'moitzi metziye. Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amiri, don't hold of the Mishnah of ha'moitzi metziye. So the Gemara says, yeah, he doesn't hold of the Mishnah. He also Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Fine. So it seems Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov also doesn't hold of that Mishnah. Fine. Uporich Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov lesley meishiv aveide potter. So now, if meishiv aveide is gematria moitzi metziye, the way Rashi says over here, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold meishiv aveide is potter. Meishiv aveide means the takone. So, v'ashti mikoich masnisim perch, avulei lemeime v'lesel v'lesel v'nyakev ha-moitzi mitzik, the Kama Rabbi Yitzchak. That means, if we are speaking about this takonin, and we're speaking about, we're mefalpul, if Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold of this takonin, so why did the Gemara change the lashon? We're speaking about Rabbi Yitzchak, but Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold of that takone, so the Gemara spelled it out, Rochel Bitrachtan, v'lesle l'Rabbi Yitzchak ha-moitzi metziye. Fine. So what did the Gemara answer on this kash? He doesn't hold of the Mishnah. It's a Tana that doesn't hold of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So now the Gemara asked, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold Meshiv Aveide. So if Meshiv Aveide means the takone of moitzi metziye, so why did the Gemara change the lashon? So the Gemara should have said the same lashon. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't know the takon of the Mishnah. V'hashdi mikoich mas nisim poch. The way Rashi says over here, Meshiv Aveide means moitzi metziye. Havelei lemeime v'lesri Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov ha-moitzi metziye. Kedekoma Rabbi Yitzchak. Why did the Gemara change the lashon? V'oi. Forget about the digduk ha-lashonis. Kiven. The Mishani who the Omer Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. What was the test? Mekei roitze loyme, the Rabbi Lezer poli gamas nis. That was the test, yes? So Mishani, he also Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. In kei my poor Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, lesley meishiv avei, the poor ein hachanami, the lesley. Ala mikoyich migu poor ke the frish. He was asking a new kasha. Bekelt, okay, the takon of moitzi metziye, that's debatable. Could be this takon, but don't hold of this takon. But over here, in the case of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, he has a migu. Elohoche b'derabe kamiflegi. So the Gemara answers, no, the machloikis of Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, and the Chachomim is b'derabe. Perish b'kunteris, lo'aylam b'tayanei kotn. It's speaking about tayanei kotn. Udiko kashe lo'chainish bo'em al tayanis kotn. We had a kashe also isemenik. I we had a problem. Animili bebobetaynes atzmai that the tvius moment is also because of the actions of a cotton. Avo bebobetaynes ovi, but if the tain is coming through a tvius moment of a godol tainer cheshuvi. So memele. So we're back where we started from. Speaking about tainer's cotton. If we're speaking of, if you're mechadish to me now, that a tainis cotton, habomi koyach of if we do swear, so what pshan the rabbono? Ben svor loyme de sovri daf bobe tainis of if less by my moshe. That zikha doesn't make sense. That zikha, if there was an asinus ish. So, it doesn't matter if the toyin is a cotton. Elo, so, on this shayla, but the rabbi come if, what's the time of the chachamim? Why do they hold your pot of a meshvur? That's al Rashi. So, there's two chalokim to the teretz. And the problem of why is it called tainis atzmoy? So that's the teretz is, it's speaking about, like we said before, tainis cotton. And I einish boy ma tainis cotton. So that's the way anything is speaking about bebomi koyechovit. I watch the svar of the chachomim. The chachomim are chaylik ablaz ben yakiv of rabbis. The rabbi kemiflegi. The nire, why did Rashi have to say this whole megillah over here, which is chosim in a sefer? Because Rashi had a problem. We're stuck. We're in the middle of a sugya. We all of a sudden we jumped with the rabbi coming. We had a problem. Why is it called tainus atzmai? So one mahalach was the tainai cotton. So that was good, but there was a kasha in his boy ma tainus cotton. So then we said tainai godl. So then we had a kasha. So why is it called tainus atzmai? Tainus acherim. And all of a sudden, this kasha disintegrates already, and now we only don't understand why the rabbanon are chaylik, but the rabbi kamevlegi. So that's why Rashi had to say this whole megillah, because Rashi says this half of the gemara, which was unanswered. The nira de mishum de korilei tainis atzmoi, doch kei lahamid betoyenei kotten, avul koshe de iker ateretz chosem in a sefer, so that this whole shtick teure is missing. That's tamazoy. Right. Ben Taisa says, that's some halacha that Rashi says. Rashi says a halacha that the whole miut of ish is only if the nesina was of a cotton. Need the chiyitain ish. But if the nesina was of a godel, even though the tainis from a cotton, there's no problem. That's called an a tviya chashuve, and there's no problem. So Tois is now doing sich on the whole parsha. The bahagoizel kame maitinon nosna ikshu cotton v'tova ikshu godu. What is the halach if there was an asinus cotton? He lent the money when he was a cotton. And he's tova ikshu godu. And the Gemara had a havamina that it should be good. Very interesting lashon in Rashi. Rashi in Baba Kama wants to say the chiyitain doesn't matter what he was by the nesina, but now by the tviya he's an ish. But that was the havamin of the Gemara. Bechiyitain, whatever. But now he's an ish. Now he's an ish and he's Taiveya.
So the Gemara wants to say it should be good. You don't have, as long as there's a taina of a godel. And the Gemara answers on this. I said the Gemara would have learned that that's pshat and posik, because the Ika posik is speaking about pshas tvi and not pshas nesinim. So v'chiyitain whatever, and pshas the tvi is a godel, is an ish. And the Gemara brings a drosha achetay tvi unesine shovim begadlos. Whatever the drosha is, Gemara brings a drosha on this. But no, it's not sufficient that the tvi is begadlos. Neither nesina also begadlos. So Taisvah says, so if I have a posik, but you need both factors begadlos, for who adin, so from this drosha, that the Gemara is memayet nosnek shu koton v'tovik shu godo, v'ud in the micro memayet nosnek shu godo v'tovik shu koton, v'ayinik again shu nosnek layove v'tovik bekatnos. So Taisa says, la'aloch, I wish to disagree with Rashi. Forget about Pshat in the Gemara. He says, there's a drosha that you need the nesin and the tviya begadlos. So here you have a tviya bekatnos. So Memele, so Taisvish shlugs up Rashi's pshat. So now we have a shreklich problem. Good. So Rashi is wrong. About, so we're hanging in the luft. And the Gemara asked Akashe, but speaking about Tonei Godel, so why is this called Tainis Atzma? V'nire d'ochi pirushe, lo'oilam begodel mair. It's speaking about a god. Yeah, that's what we're up to. Elo loy taime de kore loy taine satsmoi, mishim dohi do satsmoi. That's the Gemara said, that's called, everything is taine sachem, ve do satsmoi. Elo be de rabbi kamiflegi, ula rabbonon, de sovri, de bibnoi meis. According to the rabbonon that hold bibnoi meis, taine satsmoi. So it's called the whole tviya to pay is only from the nitvah. That means that what the ben is teveya, I'm not goyis you. By bnoi is meyis and meyis. So that what you're moaning from me doesn't mean anything. The whole incentive to give anything is for me, from the nitvah. So that's why it's called Yesh Adam Nishba B'Tainis Atzmai. That means even though there's no Tainer that is motivating him to be Moideh because he's Meis, Afal Piken, you can swear. So it's called Tainas Atzmai because Meis. But now we have here a tremendous problem, but this Gufe, if he could be Meis, or he can be Meis, is a Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. Now, the Chachamim hold, he doesn't swear, because since it's Tainas Atzmai, so Mameli has amigo, so everything he's doing on his own accord. So Mameli, so he doesn't swear. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that holds that he does swear, so it's not, he can't be meis, so it's not tainis atzmai. So the whole shtick Torah crumbles now. So Rabbi Elazar Taisus explains why is it called tainis atzmai, because since he can be meis, it's called tainis atzmai. But the one who holds, he swears, he holds, he can't be Meis. So what's Pshat? So Taisha says, El b'darabu kemifalgi il rabbon and the sovi the bnei Meis, tainis atzmayu, because the taina of the ben is meaningless. V'hochi koma rabbulozo, ben Yaakov, pa'omim sh'odom nishma, Nishba amasha atim machshivim tainis atzmai. Between you and me, that's a called tainis atzmai, because they know the maze, but when you call tainis atzmai, I hold tainis acherim, and that's why you swear. So,
what you call the tainus atzma, I hold you mechuyev to swear, because really it's tainus achay. Ubesoyv shvuas adayonim disnan, avol nishboim lekotn. The Mishnah nishboim lekotn, umaporish bebo betainus oviv barbaloza ben Yaakevi. So Paisra says, by a cotton, you never swear. He cotton, I'm he loved Afke, and the godel. The korilei cotton, mishim legabi mili devu, a cotton, kidem a forer shoch, like the Gemara wants to say in the beginning, that's called tainus cotton, because of, he's, the mili devu is called the cotton. Uptas kosher davele lakshiv lishni amas nisen dosim kmoshe makshal rav da bishmai teguf le makshal mishnah la rav. There's enough in the Mishnah odom nishba al tainis kotten, so the Gemara should have made this whole isek on the Mishnah. Here we, the whole shakl of tainis on a member of rav, on a rav betayinai kotten, and then a nishboi ma tainis kotten, talk about a godol, the milidoviv kotten. Why is the Gemara speaking, handling with Rav's Teretz, Lemaise, this whole Indian is a Mishnah? Fine. Midnei ma omra teure moide mitzvah sartaine yishova. Now, Rabbe erster Kashe, so it's very vague. What is Rabbi asking? Now, we could learn pshat. Bemison, there's a Rashi. I'm just saying this because we come later to Taisvus, Taisvus Klaus and learn like this, but there's a Rashi in Baba Kamad of Kuf Zayin. Rashi learned pshat that the Gemara is asking Akasha, why is a Moide bemiktsis chayiv ashvua, and a kaifa hakel potofam ashvua? What's the reason? That was Rabbi's Kasha. So Rabbi is asking a time of the call. And the Gemara answers, in Odom meis p'nei bal choyvoi, which means, Rashi learns, that a person would never be meis p'nei bal choyvoi, the osaloi toive. So memela, if he's a koifa hakel, he's ich telling the truth. So that's why a koifa hakel is potter. Because I have a bill. If he has the guts to tell him, I didn't borrow a penny from you, if it would be a lie, he'd never be able to do it. He'd have a heart attack before he does it. So memela, if he says it, ein odom meis pnei bal, he says he's a koyfa hakel, is a lie, he's telling the truth. He's a moide b'mitzah, so then already he doesn't feel too guilty. He wasn't. Yana should read between the lines. I mean, wait, I do all of my, I didn't say you, I said I owe you, but not as much as you said. So, doesn't feel too guilty. But, some amela, some amela be mixes. I don't have a birl on amitius kfirosoi. He feels he could be kaifa the other chalik because he was made already, so he's not such a mayus. But a koifa hakel, if he'd be telling a lie, he'd never be able to do it. Another maize neibal choyve. So according to Rashi and Baba Kameh, Rav Kuv Zayin, the Gemara is asking a time of the call. Why is it that a koifa hakel is part of a meshvur? Maide b'mitzus is chay b'shvur. And Rabbi said this terrible because a koifa hakel is not the maize neibal choyve. Taisvus does not learn like this. The Gemara frekt nish time of the krav. So Taisvus says, Atulu le rabbonon de Rab Shimon. Atulu le rabbonon de Rab Shimon de loidoshi time of the krav. But they don't darshan time of the krav. Kaboy Rabbi Shapir. Rabbi's kasha is not on a time of the krav. Why is it that way? מיני מה אומרו תורה. במאי לא מהמן ולא ישבועם. ומי גודי בוי כופר הקהו. ישרה באסת דיפן קשה. נר אסקינג יתאים מדקרו. ועצה דיפסים דיס הלוח ודיס הלוח. יש אסקינג יקשה. Why does every moide b'mikzus have to swear he has a migu? He could have been a koifer hako. I neilev may hochid loim rin a migu, or else. And if you don't tell me a good parrot, so I'll learn how for me you don't say migu. So that's how Tosfos loim shat and rabbit. Now, the Achonim say, Rashi did not want to learn that this is Pshat and Rabbe Hatzmigu. Because Rashi held like the Shita Sari Megash, but Migu lafture mishvu lo yamrinam. There's no such thing. I mean, can't take a path from a shvu. There's no such thing as a Migu path from a shvu. So that zichi can't be Rabbe's kash. Now, I just like to say one mahalach, why can't a Migu path from a shvu? So the Taz in Simon Reish Sadik Bov says, Kol heiched de'ike me'b'l'b'l'i me'b'arinon. That means, you're my the b'mixes. Fine. So you tell me, you know, I'm the other, I'm telling you the truth. Because if I'd be a liar, I would have been a kaifa hakel. See, I'm an emes amensh. So I'm a vara with a migu, but I'm telling the truth on the other hand. Fine. It's a kosnish kein geld. Be mevara with a shvur. That means you brought me one biru. The Torah said every moide b'mikta should be mevara with a shvur. You're telling me the truth, you say. So, you bring me one proof. You bring, the Torah said you bring a proof from shvur. So you say, listen, why should I have to swear? I have another proof. Kaleichetik levara mevara rina. Bring this proof also. I have another, the Torah said that it's mutl on you to be mevara with a shvur, so bring this proof also. So memele, there's a meiridik esvara to say that, bishlar avana to take money from you, so you have amigos, to prove that you're potter. So finish, I can't, you prove that you're potter. But here I'm just asking a biro from you. And you say it's the truth, so swear. Why don't you want to swear if you're telling the truth? I want another biru. And kolecha di kolavru, mevarerina. Aber al koponim, Tosfos did not learn like this. Tosfos held, listen, I'm giving you a biru. I have to give you all birurim. I gave you a biru. Amigo, if I'd be a liar, I would have been a kefa hakel. And Mamela, and since I was nice enough to be made, you see I'm an emes mensch, so finished. That's a bit, that was Rabbi's kash alibi de Tosfos. Umishani, so that was Rabbi's teretz, vain zemigu, not a good migu. In other may is lichper, he doesn't have the hosa to be a kofer hakel, that means you're a liar, taker. Back all the whole thing. Aye, if you're a liar, so why when you're kaifa hakel? It's so difficult to be a kaifa hakel. That's a difficult lie to say. That's why you said a better lie, a more comfortable lie. That's your mind of a mitzvah. Correct. Tosfos va'afal gav de beperek shvuas adayonim amrinim, the kaifa hakel mashbi an oisai shvuas hesus. The Gemara says, midarabonon, a kaifa hakel swears a shvuas hesus. So the Gemara says, why? Why were the Rabbonon Machayv and Mashvur? The Gemara says, Mishim Dachazok in Odom Teveya Unken Yeshlo. I have a raya that the Teveya is right. The Teveya comes over to him, I lent you $100, and he looks him straight in the face, and says, never borrowed a penny from you. Right. So the Gemara says, Mid Rabbonon, this Kaifa has to swear, because in Adam Teveim Ken Yeshli, that means if a person wants to steal $100, he don't steal by running him to Bezin. That's the last point. If you want to steal, you do it. There's other ways how to steal. But to be Teveim in Bezin, you owe me $100. And he never lent him a penny. That no one will do. So if he's Teveim, you owe me $100, is a Raya Yeshvorim Begav. So Mamela. So he says he didn't borrow, swear. A kaponim mid rabbon. Fragt die Gemara, porich adarab, chazoke min yodem me yispono bifnei b'achoyim. He said, tell me a chazoke. This guy is looking him straight in the face and said, I never borrowed a penny from you. So Mamela, in yodem me yispono bifnei b'achoyim. So Mamela, so you, just like you have a raya, that the Teveya is right, the Haya Varaya, that the Nitva is right. So why all of a sudden say the Nitva has to swear? Why is the Teveya better than the Nitva? Mishani, Dishtemutiko Mishtamet. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Pshat that he's a Meis, I know the Meis Ponim is Taka right, but he feels he's not a Meis Ponim. But what's Pshat? What means like this? What's that he's not a Meis Ponim? He intends to pay. Now he's tied on money. So he's going to start telling him he owes him his bitter. Take doch nicht. So in order to get rid of him at the present time, he tells him, I never borrowed a penny. Yeah, it was difficult. It's going to be a month later, he's going to have money. He's going to go over to him, a kesef yanes, a keil. We'll give him the money, and the tzadan and shuldekin. You know, you have to realize facts of life. So so there's no bigger of another mace. Taka, another mace, if he had intentions, Taka, not to pay in guns, and then another mace, Pandav. If he's a mensch, not a mensch, but if he's a mensch, another mace, Pandav, and Nebal Chayv. But Al Kapanim, the Gemara says, who says that he's a mace, Pandav? He's only Ishtamuti Kamishtamet. He intends to pay, and he'll rectify everything. So therefore, he can tell him, I never borrowed any money from you. So Memele, from the Kfire, we don't have a Raya, he's telling the truth. From the Tviya, we have a Raya, in Odom Terem Kenyesh. So Memele, Chacham said so, with the Rabboni, you have to swear. That's what the Gemara says. Alme, so Taisha says, the Kaifa Bakel, Nami Odom Eiz Lichto, Dishtamutika Mishtamet, Kamei Bemoide Bemitzah. So the Gemara says in Shavuos that a koifa hakel is mishtamet. And that's, so what's pshat in Rabbo? Rabbi is takashi, he has a migu. So the Rabbi says, doesn't have a migu, no, the mace. He wouldn't have the guts to be a koifa hakel. The Gemara says it's no kunz. It's shemutika. Amoy de bemitzes is shemutika mishtamet. He intends to pay. That's why he's koifa. Koifa hakel is also shemutika mishtamet. He's a, you have to read between the lines. It doesn't mean what he says. He just says, I'll pay you back in a month. So that's Shatan Rabba. Mikol mokim kol mahoche shapeh chazoked in other meiz lichpeh hakel. Kol kach, we have a migu de yaisa berotzen umayde bemitzes hataine deine meiz kol kach. That means, even though the Gemara says it's not a real hose because he intends to pay back. He just wants to stall for time. But it's sicher there's a bigger hose in telling him in his face, I have nothing to do with you. I never borrowed any money from you. Even though a month later he's going to go and pay him back and he has the intentions to pay him back and to tell him, yeah, I owe you, Taka, not as much as you said. This already, he's saving face. So Memele, so and Hilchas Migu, it's not good already. It's more difficult. I mean, you're telling me, you're bringing me a guy, listen, if I'm a liar, why wasn't I a Koifa Hakel? So Bezin tells him, you know, he would have loved to be a Koifa Hakel, believe me, but, it was too difficult for you. So that's, this was a better lie. My Demetrius was easier for you to say than a Koifa Hakel. Aber ein Lefor ist der Rabbe also Lefrusche, so Rabbe ist der Kasche an der Teure. Why did the Teure say, am I der Mitzvah ist Chai, was Schwue, yes, amigo? But he answered, he doesn't have amigo. Aber ein Lefor ist der Rabbe also Lefrusche, mit Neima, Omre, Teure, am I der Mitzvah, wo lei, koi verhakel, du ei Rashi says, in Bobby Kamen. Because by a koifa hakel, I have a birul that is telling the truth. Because chazok in all the mayis. לקח נאמן כשכויפר הקל. So my mail, so now Taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis lam shatn rabbi, that Taisvis lam shatn rabbi, rabbi zechni akasha, why didn't we believe him with amida? Maybe we'll learn different shatn rabbi, we'll learn shatn rabbi, that rabbi zechni akasha, why you kaifa hakol is put it this way. Where Rashi learns, Baba Kama. And Rash, in the terrace of that is, nobody is potter to swear, because, in other mayors, that's why he's potter to swear. Because in other mayors, if a bill, if he says he didn't borrow anything, that's why he's telling the truth. In Cain. So if that's the Yesod Achilik, so it comes out like this. Where it's a Gevaldika Hose, you don't need a bill of Shur, you have a bill in other mayors. Amoide b'miktzes, there's no hazes, so that's why yesim v'ar b'shvur. Nimkein, b'mokem sheyochel lahoy, so it comes out. So let's, if that would be pshat in the Gemara, so b'mokem sheyochel, so it comes out, the whole reason that Kaifa Hakel is potter to swear is because they have a bureau of another mayis. So come out in a place where he could be mayis, then a Kaifa Hakel should be mechuyiv to swear. She lost your beer. I feel like I've a hackle. Chai. But some of them are in an ifchel or a bonon, the bibnoi meyes. Who put her off my idiot mix of tiny, which is the meyes of a veda who. Migu di boy kof a rakel. Taisus learns to say the meyes of a veda means migu. And the Gemara says, according to the Chachomim, since he could be meyes, he's put her from a shvur. So if you're telling me that the reason a Kaifa Hakel is potter to swear is because he can't be Mayis, so a Kaifa Hakel that could be Mayis, that's Kaifa Hakel is also Chayev Ashvur. So why do the Rabbonon say, by Bnoi Mayis and Mayis, and that's why Maida B'miktus is potter, because he is a Migo of Kaifa Hakel, Adarabah, he'd be a Kaifa Hakel also be Chayev to swear. So you can't learn this pshat way Rashi learns. No, pshat in Rabbi's kashas, he has amigu. He has amigu, he could have been, kaifa hakel. And the Gemara answered, no, it's difficult to be a kaifa hakel because, you know, the males. So far a good me. Vim taima, uminolon de koifer hakel potter. So now Taisvis asks, so how do we take and know what a koifer hakel is potter? It's bishloime according Rashi in Babakama that Kubzain said that that's Pshat Rabbis Kasha. Why is a koifer hakel potter? So it makes sense because I know the mayis. That's why a koifer hakel is potter. But according to Taisvis, Rabbi never asked such a kash. He said, Rabbi assumed that a kaifa hakel is potter. Now Rabbi's only asking a kash. Rabbi started on the second floor. Since a kaifa hakel is potter, so made the mix is a mingo of a kaifa hakel. But how did Rabbi ever know that a kaifa hakel is potter? Elo yesh loime de gzeres akosafi. The chiyuze mashme de beinam kfira vahido. He says, ki uze, is like ki imze. But that means in the parsha of Shu it says, but he says, I only owe you this and not the rest. So that's, and there it says, he swears. So the posik says, you only swear, and I skipped over, I'm sorry. Black might be still called a chayiv shvur beida. No, I skipped over a line. I'm sorry. No, the kaifa hakel pot. Black a may be still called a chayiv shvur beida. Chod mechlal the kaifa hakel pot. It's the hebraya. Because if a kaifa hakel would be chayiv, if a kaifa hakel would be chayiv a shvur, so why do you need a new shvur of a beida? It's the lahechesh meidim shegon avloi hu ena yedeya. The Taisva says you need Shvuas Eidechot when there is no Tviya. Now let me explain. Taisva asked Akashev, how do you know that a kaifa hakel is potter from a shvur. How do you know a kaifa hakel is potter from a shvur? Now let me be mamtik. Machsach mir de beis alevi and bob metziya says as follows. What's the kasha? The Torah says made the b'mitzah, so. Why not kaifa hakel? The Torah says made the b'mitzah, so what's the kasha? So Machsach mir de beis alevi and bob metziya says as follows. Beis alevi says, we hear a gemara in Adam Taveya Elam Kenyeshla. By a kaifa hakel, a person comes over to another, a woman comes over to Shimon, I lent you $1,000. And Shimon looks him in the face, I never borrowed a penny. So my Melis and the mother says, if this is true what Shimon said, so a woman come over, in Adam Taveya Elam Kenyeshla. It's a mistame he lent him. Doesn't make sense. So what creates the drora of shvuah by Nodom Teveya? That means that's a svore that I should think he should have to swear because in Nodom Teveya Ken Yesh. I mean, if it's sheker because of a person will never do such a thing. Now let's clear for 1 minute by a moide b'mitzus. Is there an ein Odom Teveya in Elim Kenyeshlo? So Bachsmid the Beis Halevi says, no, there is no raya. I lent him $50. Bachmachin a bissel gelt also. I come over, give me the $60 I lent you. Why is he money $60? Well, $50 he owes him, so he wants to get a... So he wants him $60, and he's going to say $50. So Memele, the biru of ein odom, the whole biru of ein odom teveya elim ken yeshloi only applies if he doesn't know him anything. So then there's a kasha. So he comes out of the clear blue sky, I lent you $1,000, and Yenna tells him, you know, I don't know you from Adam. That doesn't make sense. Another, this is a svar he should have to swear. Amoide b'mitzas, that when he's moaning $60 from a mistress, it's in Odom today. You know, I tell you why he's wanting $60. $50, he lent him another $10. I lent him $50. So I want him on another $10. So there, the Torah said a chiddush. A moed mitzvah is also chayav ashur, even though there's no in Odom today. Kaifa hakel. You can figure out by yourself. Okay, back about the gemisus chayav ashur. That's the Beis Halevi said, that's pshat in Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos held, but how do you know that a kaifa hakel is part of a mashvur? The Torah said, moide b'mitzis koshke kaifa hakel. That's pshat in Tosfos kasha. And Rabbi started on the second floor. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you a teretz. If a kaifa hakel is chayav shvur, so why do you need a shvur seidechot? By every shvur seidechot you have, by nodem teveyim ken yeshloi. So why do you need seidechot also? He's teveyim him. And you have an eidechot, so why do you need seidechot also? It's a raya, but a nodem teveyim is not a machayav of shvur. So Taisa says, no. You know why you need shvur seidechot? You need Shvuas Eid Echad in a case where there's no Ein Odom Teveya. They didn't know Bechlal. That means someone, Eidim comes and Eid Echad comes and says, I saw this person stole $100 from you. He doesn't know from Adam. So there's no Ein Odom Teveya. Because he doesn't know. There you need a biru of Eidecho. But Eina Chanami, if he's Teveya, then you don't need a parasha of Eidecho. So Tosfos wanted to bring a raya from Shvuas Eidecho, and Tosfos says, no, from Shvuas Eidecho there's no raya. You need the whole parasha when there's no tviya. Agav Uche, I'd just like to read, the Rashi Shita is, it's a big machlokes Hashem that every shvuas eidechot needs a tviya from the teveya. It doesn't work like the samadin eidechot alone. And Rashi Rashi says in the parsha, Avukamu l'shvue, Avukamu l'shvue, so Rashi says, what's the case in Eidechad is Machayev HaShvue? Omar l'chaveiro, he ten li money shel v'sicha. He came to money and I lent you $100. Omar l'ein, he said, ein loch b'yodi klum. I don't owe you anything. Veidechod meidoi sheyesh loi chayiv lishavaloi. Fal koponim, so according to Rashi, we don't have this dichuy of Tosfos. It could be according to Rashi, we have a raya. According to Rashi, we have a raya that a kofer hakel is potter by halvo. Because, that's what the parasha is speaking about. Taisvis Lishitasai. Taisvis holds that you don't need a tviya from the Taiveya. So Taisvis says so from Shavu Saidechod is no Rayim.